A hen has surprised its owner, when I say surprised, shocked its owner, by changing into a cockerel, just like that. Gertie stopped laying eggs, grew chin wattles, and began to crow. Imagine that. It's something it happened near Huntingdon, which is not far from the Three Counties, so let's hope it's not something in the water, or at least contagious. Imagine going to bed one night with your wife and waking up with a man. Not clever. Russell Rhys-Davies is a former farmer and now an animal impersonator who specialises in chickens. He was on the programme a few weeks ago. Was very, very popular, you were, Russell.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Welcome back, Russ.
Well, it's great to be back. Thank you very much for inviting me.
I wish it could be a more pleasant story, because this sounds very traumatic. A vet has looked at this story and says apparently it's not uncommon for a hen to change into a cockerel.
Oh, I've honestly never heard of it. I've never experienced it, you know, on the farm.
So you've never come across it?
Never come across it.
Could it happen the other way, or a cockerel, you could catch something, or, you know, a bit of razor wire and you lose your bits, you become a hen?
Very likely. Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
What do you think of a hen turning into a cockerel? I mean, what would that sound like?
Well, you've got a combination somewhere there, you know. You've got a hen that wants to lay an egg like this. Then after she's laid her egg, she cackles like this. Another hen will join in. And the cockerel
Russell,
just
hang on, Russell, because not all of us are experts in the way chickens speak, of course. So when she's laying an egg, clearly very painful, what does that sound like?
No, after she's laid her egg, she tells everybody like this. And then another hen will join in. She'll answer her, and the cockerel will answer as well. They go all three. But when they change into a cockerel, it'll sound like this. So somewhere between, you get a. So somewhere in between, you get those noises.
And what do you think they're saying when they're making those noises?
Well, when a hen wants to lay an egg, she makes that noise. I'm going to lay an egg. I want to lay an egg. She goes around like that, you see. And then all the other hens know then where she's gone. She's gone to lay an egg in a nest. Then she comes out and cackles. And then she says, I'm back. I've laid an egg. And then the cockerel says, OK, we're over here, you know. And then they wander over there to join each other again.
Well, I'd say, Russell, if I laid an egg, I'd let everyone know about that, that's for sure. Russell, we have recorded some chicken noises for you.
Right.
I'll play them for you. You've not heard them before, so I know it's difficult. So I'll play them for you. Maybe you can tell us what these chickens are saying, doing, or trying to teach us, if you will.
Right. Yeah. He's a bit surprised, and there may be a bit of danger about, so he's warning the other birds, watch out, there's danger about.
Very handy. This is chicken number two from the Three Counties.
Yeah, she's...
That's definitely she.
She may have just laid an egg, and she's going... She's laid an egg.
Okay, this is Three Counties chicken number three.
Right.
What's going on there, Russ?
Yeah, that's just a contented sound. They're all chatting to each other.
Really? Magnificent. I'm so glad you've joined our team of experts. It makes such a difference. Russell, is your skill confined just to chickens, or can you impersonate other animals?
Oh, yeah, I grew up on the farm with all sorts of animals, you know, cows, sheep, pigs, ducks, geese, horses, the lot. So you get... You get a cow, she's just had a calf. And she's calling to the calf. And the calf will answer and say, I'm over here, mother, like this.
It's uncanny. It really is. And a horse, I mean, everyone loves horses. We are probably going to be a little bit late for news and travel. Bear with us, because we've got Russell on. Russell, what does horse sound like?
Horse sounds like this. Probably the hardest of all.